Just before Christmas, former Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter declared veteran homelessness had been effectively ended in the city. Days later, the Department of Veterans Affairs quietly ended a $1.5 million partnership that supported formerly homeless vets. WHYY's Ryan Briggs reports.
1,390 veterans are now in permanent housing, and most of those persons were chronically homeless, having been homeless for a year or more.
Shortly after former Mayor Michael Nutter gave that speech, Vietnam veteran Gary Corr learned that he would be saying goodbye to his caseworkers at the nonprofit Pathways to Housing.
This is very, chaotic for me because it's like losing my family.
3 years ago, Corr was homeless and struggling with substance abuse. Then the VA referred him and many of its most difficult cases to Pathways for more intensive care. Caseworkers there helped chronically homeless vets find housing and transition to life off the streets, relearning basic life skills like grocery shopping or managing personal finances. But Corr says the program is about more than just that.
They've taught me and showed me that, you're not alone. And that was the most important thing because I had been alone so long that they let me know you do have somebody that cares.
Since 2012, the group has placed more than 400 homeless veterans, becoming a national model. But a few days before Christmas, Pathways was notified that its remaining 124 clients would be transferred back to the VA Medical Center. A spokesperson for the VA says the agency had determined it could now provide homeless support internally and at a lower cost. But Samantha Leader, a caseworker at Pathways, worries the VA won't provide the same level of care that helped her clients succeed.
So we have about 3 to 4 case managers on each team. We have a nurse, a certified peer specialist, a team leader, assistant team leader, and a program assistant. Whereas at the VA and maybe other service agencies, you're assigned one caseworker.
A National Institutes of Health study found that the average VA social worker was assigned between 25 and 35 homeless clients. At Pathways, it's 10. Gary Corr will keep his apartment, but starting in April, he will once again receive support services at the VA. He says he feels like he's starting over.
It's devastating for that kind of happiness to just be snatched from you after being given to you for so long, and then just be taken.
For WHYY, I'm Ryan Briggs.